There we go. Dale Barnes joins us once again here as we get set for AIS basketball from the training hall. And Dale, well, a tough week. Lisa Scaglia, the news not good for her, and she will be out for the rest of the season with an operation on Monday.
Yes, I was actually just speaking to her, and there's a few options for her. She's trying to decide what the best thing to do is to go in and have an operation on her knee, but there's two options available. One's relatively short term, like 8 years, and there's another one that that she'll be out for 3 months, and then there's another one if she has it operated on, she'll be out for a year, but it's obviously fixed up then for the long term. So that's what she's trying to make a decision on. This will be a tough game tonight.
It will be. The AIS heading out starting five is Ezra Eshatz, Dompkin, also Bishop and Smith. For the Boland Melbourne Boomers, it's Butler, Hibbert, Grimer, Davis and Kavanagh. So we're all in set for what should be an interesting game. Holly Grimer and Abby Bishop to do the jumping. It's interesting, Abby and Mills sharing that duty as well, just a moment till the scoreboard is right.
Yes, just getting the time set.
The Women's National Basketball League is proudly brought to you by Price Attack. You know value, we know hair. Price Attack, proud sponsors of the WNBL. As we get set for what is an interesting game, Bulleen have a pretty tough doubleheader, made a little bit easier by the break on Saturday, not playing the Caps until Sunday.
Yes, that's a bit of a strange one. I was speaking to Cheryl Chambers, the coach of Bulleen, and she sort of requested that we play the game tomorrow night, but the WNBL decided that this is how it was going to be, so they've got the day's break. Not quite sure whether that's a good thing. They have a recovery time.
Well, we heard from the coaches, and we'll let you hear what they have to say ahead of the start of this game. Ben Kinsman, a big night tonight for your girls to rebound back.
Oh, certainly. Playing a quality opposition here that have been together for quite some time. Good rhythm there. So we're looking forward to a challenge in stepping up some of the good work that we did last week. We want to improve on that, try and get a more of a 40-minute performance.
The Lisa Scaglia's injury is as serious as what was first thought, and it looks like she'll be gone for a while now.
Yeah, certainly. She had some more news today for the surgeon. She had an MRI done on Monday, which they thought initially 3 months, but she's had some more news today, and it looks like a 12-month surgery on Monday. So, unfortunately for Lisa, she's going to have a year on the sideline again. This is her third operation in 18 months, so we wish her well and hope things go according to plan.
Importantly now, you've got to learn how to play basketball with all tools. There are no real height variations in the lineup.
Oh, well, we've got to try and use that to our advantage here. We are a fairly big group. Obviously, just being able to get the ball up the floor and distribute the ball is an area that we need to work on. We need to cultivate one or two other people to carry the ball for us. And again, this week, as we have done previously, we're trying to encourage a few people to get that done, and hopefully that's an advantage to them later on in their basketball life.
All the best for tonight.
Thanks very much.
Well, Cheryl Chambers, a steady lineup is a good sign of success for you coming into the 2005-06 year, and it's a way to start the season with everyone fit.
Yeah, we have. We've had a really good pre-season, and hopefully that'll, you know, last year and help us with injuries, and, you know, we weren't as injured as often as, you know, some other teams, and I know that's Freak and whatever, so hopefully our fitness is ready, and I think the team knows each other fairly well, so hopefully we reap the rewards of that.
Interesting game tonight because whilst you've got quite a good mix of sizes in your team, the AIS is sort of stuck with all tools.
Oh, yeah, they've got a bit of everything. I'm sure that they'll bring it out and show some new skills. I guess when someone else goes down, you get to see someone else step up, so I'm sure that you'll see a new youngster step up, but hopefully we can use our mix of size to our advantage.
And, of course, getting through them as many plays as possible tonight ahead of what you've got for the rest of the weekend.
Yes, I mean, it's luxury. It's kind of a bit unusual, but we've got a day in between, so I guess there's a lot of time to do some recovery and all that sort of stuff. So, but certainly, you know, we're not taking tonight lightly. I mean, we've come up here, I think, 2 years ago and started thinking about Canberra before we played AIS. I think we lost that game after being up by a lot. So tonight we're certainly focusing on the AIS and then over.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Well, interesting there to hear the coaches as the jump ball is underway and the tip goes from Grimer to Hibbert. Over the top, Tavener. In the paint is Grimer. Over the top, Grimer, 2 points. As she opens up the scoring for the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. Inbound pass, Dompkins. Esri just gets a caught in a feed at half court. It runs fortunately to Bishop. Lob over the top to Smith. Sets herself for three. Hits the iron. And Butler does the rebounding. Quick start, Dale.
Yes, they gave Holly that shot. It was a bit too easy. They need to make it a bit tougher for her.
Kavanagh works it on the left side of the key. Goes inside again to the paint. Grimer up over the top. Grimer, 4 points for the game. As she works it in over from the low post left side.
Yes, they've got to make it a little bit tougher for Holly to actually receive the ball.
Bishop's right side now on Dompkins, left side over to Esri. Esri now into shots, working the left lane. A jump shot doesn't fall. It bounced on the iron tantalisingly then.
A bad luck there for the student.
Hibbert leaves the ball that time on the bounce pass back to Butler, then goes to Katie Davis, left side, over to Grime, over the top. Esri loses her feet, turnaround jump shot from Butler, her opponent, doesn't fall. It wasn't slapped away successfully by Kavanagh, and Esri now comes up with the rebound. Gets to half court, then goes right side to Smith, 8:40 left to run on the clock in the first quarter. As Esri drives into the paint, almost loses the handle on it, gets the pass, outlet pass to Bishop. Bishop, first 2 points for the AIS.
Yeah, nice little 12-foot jump shot by Abby. That's a nice range for a big girl.
Working now down Bulleen. 3-point shot from Kavanagh on the right-hand side. Grimer gets the rebound, slapped away, but AIS is there in numbers. Smith bounces it down to Dompkins, who's going to have to carry the ball a lot today. Dompkins down the right lane, pull up in front of Hibbert, and fortunately for the AIS, it is tapped over the line by Hibbert, and it'll be an inbound pass. Dompkins to do the inbounding. 8 minutes left on the clock. Esri puts up the 3-point shot. Butler blocks out, and Hibbert almost leaves it behind on the quick rebound. Hibbert now drives left lane, goes over the top looking for Grimer. First foul's called.
It was on Rebecca Schatz, just bumped a girl as she was driving to the basket then.
First personal foul on Rebecca Schatz of the AIS. Inbound ball goes straight into Grimer. Holly Grimer, 6 points for the game.
Yes, Holly's got all their 6 points so far. Both teams are playing man-to-man defence, and the AIS have to make some adjustment here.
Smith over the top, looking for Bishop, but Kavanagh good enough to get the interception on the pass. Gives it straight up to Hibbert. Hibbert dumps it out wide to Davis for three. Katie Davis, 3 points. And at 7:32, it's 8 points to two with Davis. It was a 2-pointer, sorry.
His
toe was on the line. It looks like three from here. As shots over the top to Katie Ray, puts up the shot. Butler will be called for the foul. First personal foul on Deanne Butler. And, Butler's first foul sends Katie Ray Evsery to the line. Evsery really the only guard in this AIS lineup just at the moment.
Yes, with the injuries, they've having to force Michaela Dobson to play, bring the ball up. That's taking away from her shooting game. That was the story last week.
Evsery makes the first, misses the second as Butler's off to the races. Now pulls up at the right elbow, then goes right side to Davis, back over to Kavanagh, inside to Grimer, outside to Davis. They're working well in and out. Goes back into Grimer. Smith's going to have the foul called on her. Melissa Smith, first personal foul for the AIS. And that will send Holly Grimer to the line.
Yeah, she's absolutely dominating at this stage.
And Grimer, they've been getting the ball inside, outside so quickly. Grimer goes for the bonus, it doesn't fall, and AIS come up with it. Oh, Bishop just goes over across the head of Smith, who ducks out the way to give it to Esri. Now goes shot, now to Smith, calls Esri back. Esri then goes to Bishop, then to shots again left side, looking to try and get away from Grimer. Shots gets into trouble in the paint, then has to go out to Bishop, who drives down the lane. Bishop, 4 points, and Bishop will pick up another basket.
That was a lovely drive by Abby. She put it in her left hand and then switched it back into her right and shot it. Beautiful drive for such a big girl.
It's 10-5 here at the 6.5-minute mark of the first quarter, or 6.5 to go, I should say, as Hibbert Hibbert, 2 points, and moves it to 12-5 now, as once again Bullion just looking to get through their offensive sets.
They've got so many weapons in this team. Katrina Hibbert's a beautiful shooter, and they just can't let her get an challenged look like that.
13-5 with 6-17, and unfortunately the AIS carry it down, as Rachel Herrick into the game for Abby Bishop for the AIS.
Yes, they're switching Abby on to Abby off and Rachel on to Holly Grimer, just to see if she can counteract the pace and the strength of Holly.
Yes, Shatler. Oh, she gets away from Katie Ray, and the ball, just the layup was short underneath the iron. Herrick gets down there with the rebound, gives it on to Esri, and then the pass forward is slapped away by Davis over the sideline, and it'll be inbound ball for the AIS. 19 seconds left on the shot clock. Over the top it goes to Esri. Esri goes right side, then two shots. Shots now. Bounce pass off. Just unfortunately, Smith moved out the way and Grimer came up with it. Lobs it over the top to Hibbert. Hibbert all the way. Hibbert, 2 points. And Hibbert will pick up her first two for the game. In fact, it'll make it 5 for Hibbert now. Need to keep a better track.
Yes, she hit that nice long three.
Yep. Back to Smith. Smith goes right side again to Esri, puts the ball on the floor, then goes short off the iron, and it will fall down. Unfortunately, they're just not dropping. Looks like Coach Kingsman wants to have a timeout here as Davis brings it back for Bulleen. Kavanagh left side. Going now, looking low, goes, drives baseline into Hibbert. Hibbert, 7 points for the game. Timeout, AIS.
Well, this is not a good start to the AIS girls. They really need to pick up the defence. Bulleen are getting two easy shots.
The price tag WNBL would... The Price Attack WNBL would like to thank the following sponsorships for their support. Price Attack, ABC, Coast to Coast, Interfuse, Combat, Molten, Thermoskin, and Virgin Blue. So, with the first timeout, what do you think Coach Kingsman can do? It's a young side and just a few inexperienced there. And although the team has been training a lot, it looks like they're just not comfortable with this whole guard reshuffle.
No, they're actually running their offenses quite well. They're running through their offenses, but when they get the shots, they're just not dropping at this stage. But it's really the defensive end they need to pick up as well. 17 points is too many, because they were fairly easy shots that they gave Bulleen. They were inside the key most of the shots. And 5 points for the AIS at this stage is pretty woeful, so they just need to pick up the offense as well. The shots are there, they're just not dropping, and that's a credit to Bulleen's defense as well.
Returning to the court for the AIS, Smith shots, Esri, Herrick and Dompkins. For Bulleen, it is Grimer, Davis, Glorbitt, Milner and Hibbert. As the inbound pass, oh, it did go over the sideline there, Dale, and that is a costly turnover.
Yes, it's a silly error, probably a concentration error.
Lewis looking to come in the game for the AIS. Good to see the Australian national netball coach coming to have a look, as Holly Grimer gives her a good display of how to run the baseline, gets another two. Grimer, 10 points for the game. And, Norma Plummer out here watching the girls playing a bit of basketball.
Yes, Norma has an Australian team camp here at the moment, so all the netball girls are in here at the AIS for a training camp.
Rebecca Sharp, 2 points, as she did a good job there turning in the paint to get that jump shot off, but Grimer at the other end rattles around, rebound is with Smith. A long pass down the court, just out of the reach of Rebecca Sharp, and that will see the ball over the baseline. Lewis into the game now for Esri. Esri, I do have to apologise for my pronunciation there.
Yeah, so Katie's only a young 15-year-old who just came into the Institute about 2 weeks ago, and she's doing a great job playing at this level for the AIS girls.
Hibbert to three, long way away. Herrick does good rebounding, gives it to Mel Smith, who has to bring it down. Goes right side to Dompkins. Dompkins now, just drives into, she drives into Milner, but the foul is not going, the basket is not going to count. In fact, I didn't see a foul called. It looks like first foul on Sharon Milner. as it was called on her, but the shot didn't count. Inbound ball from the side goes to Dompkins-Smith, then back right side, two shots. Shots is looking for Dompkins, who's cut baseline, but still away from the basket. Yeah, Lewis is in the paint, and...
issue is bumped there, foul.
Katrina Hibbert, first personal foul for bullying.
Molly Lewis is another young 15-year-old, actually should be 16 next week.
Inbound ball looking, Dompkins looking to go to shots. Shots is in the paint, puts a, well, as a fadeaway jump shot, and it wasn't as successful as she would have hoped. Hibbert now at the other end, goes outlet to Milner, still on the right side. Grimer looking for it, Herrick certainly working hard on the body, but Grimer just knew how to roll off her then, and the foul has been drawn that time by, just not sure who that was called on. It was called on Rebecca Schatz of the AIS, her second personal foul. And so Schatz will see Grimer at the line.
Yeah, there was a nice screen roll there. Holly hit the screen and then just rolled to the basket, back over a nice pass and relatively easy shot. She got fouled on it.
Grimer makes the first now and the second. Grimer, 11 points for the game as a Bishop heads back in for Smith. So,
yeah, they're rotating their centres here, just trying to find an answer to Holly Grimer at this stage.
Well, you know Holly fairly well from a few years here at the Institute.
Yes, she's developed into a beautiful player. She's in the Opal squad and just got a great future ahead of her.
AIS put up the three-point shot from the corner. Rebounding is good and shots will come up with it. Herrick now cuts baseline, gets away from Grimer for a moment. Lewis, though, will be the receiver and the ball on the left side, and then the pass is tipped away over the baseline. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. 3:13 left to go in the first quarter, and the AIS trails 7-20 as the inbound ball goes straight to Lewis for three off the front of the iron, and Milner comes up with the rebound. Milner cutting and weaving as the AIS get back into defence. Glorvitz, right side, Hibbert for three. Oh, Jordan, who's come into the game. I missed that interchange there, Dale. But, well, she puts up the shot, doesn't fall. Dompkins at the other end, kicks it into Bishop. And Bishop, oh, just rattles off the iron. The shot will count.
Yeah, Schatz.
2 points for Schatz.
Rebecca Schatz grabbed the rebound and put it up and got fouled. Luckily, it shot dropped and she has another bonus shot to make.
Yep, yeah, that is the second personal foul on Sharon Milner. And, well, Milner, always tough for the small girl when she gets in a mixed match like that.
Yeah, she hasn't got much option but to foul.
Shot, doesn't fall. Grimer does the rebounding as it goes long down the right wing to Glorbitz. Over the top to Milner. Milner
had a shot blocked there by Rebecca Schatz.
And ball over the baseline, inbound by Bulleen, straight off to Hibbert on the left side, then Milner at the point. Jordan now for three, rattles around, and Llewellyn Tomlinson, who comes into the game, will be the, well, rebounder, but she turns it over to Glorbitz. Just Glorbitz now puts the ball on the floor. I think Tomlinson got a piece of her there,
yes,
that time. Hibbert, no call on the play. Hibbert puts up a shot. She goes after it again. Again, it's tipped away. Glorbitz now in the paint, heads it off to Milner, and Milner will reset the play with 19 seconds left on the shot clock. They've had a few shots there, Dale.
Yes,
inside to Grimer finally, and Grimer, 13 points.
Yeah, the AIS have switched into a zone defence, so they were actually able to get their hands to a lot of the balls there. They just couldn't quite bring it down, but they certainly stopped Bulleen from getting quite a few rebounds.
Lewis to Tomlinson to Dompkins, then it goes back to Bishop, then back to Lewis, who puts up the three-point shot, doesn't fall, and it will be Holly Grimer doing the rebound again, gives it off to Milner, cuts away to Hibbert. Hibbert, 9 points for the game. 1 minute, 35 seconds left to go in the quarter, and the AIS trail, 9-24.
Bulleen looking very impressive, aren't they, Craig? They're running the ball nicely, they're running their offense, tough on defense.
And this time, though, the shot didn't drop. Dompkins is able to fetch in and get the rebound. Outlet, shot, clock, dancing down. 3 points, Dompkins!
Nice to see Michaela step up there and put that big shot in.
As Milner has to bring it down the floor, that helps. It gets it back to 24-12 in the last minute of the first term. Glorbitz over the top to Hibbert. Hibbert turnaround jump shot is short. Kylie Jordan comes up with a rebound, gets it back to Hibbert, who goes inside to Milner. She was under a lot of tall timber there as Tomlinson just keeps her from putting up the shot. She outlets to Glorbitt. Slaubert's bounce pass was to Dumpkins. Dumpkins tries the hook shot over the top of Grimer. It doesn't fall. 38 seconds left to go in the quarter. Milner pulls it up on the right wing.
Yeah, Holly intimidated Michaela then. She probably should have jumped right into her and try and cause the foul.
Jordan now goes back to Hibbert. Then left side, Glorbitt for three. She's a good three-point shooter. Glorbitt, 3 points. And that is not what you wanted to see if you're a Dean Kingsman. 27-12, long pass down. Schatz puts up the jump. Schatz, 2 points as she moves to 6 points for the game.
Yeah, Bolina got their inside-outside going against his zone.
Hibbert, three-point shot. Tomlinson comes up. They're counting down. Bishop from half court. Oh. Battles off the iron. And you always like to see those Hail Marys towards the end. At the end of the first quarter, Bulleen lead the AIS 27-14. And, well, Bulleen deserve to have that lead. They've been playing strong ball right from the first whistle.
Yes, they are. They've got a lovely game going, inside-outside game. They're hitting the threes, and then when it gets open, passing it into Holly, and Holly finishing off inside. Very hard to stop.
Yes, and, well, when they tighten up on Holly and try to double-team on her, then you can give it to Glorbitt, Hibbert, Jordan. They all
Butler.
Like
they can
Butler.
All
they can all shoot from outside. So a number of those changes that they made is not hurting the Bulleen side at all, and they can play so deep on their bench.
That's right. They've actually got 5 ex-AIS graduates on this team. Girls that have come through the program came in here the same age as these girls, came in as 16-year-olds, stayed here, worked on their basketball game, have gone back out now and are playing for one of the really good teams in the league, and it's nice to see these girls come back here and playing so well.
With, well, 27-14 on the clock here at quarter time, we might thank a few more of the sponsors. And one is the official footwear supplier to the AIS basketball program. We'd like to remind you that the Women's National Basketball League is proudly brought to you by Price Attack. You know value, we know hair. And don't forget, you can watch all the Price Attack WNBL action on ABC Television, the official broadcast partner of the Price Attack WNBL. So as quarter time is coming to a halt, we get set for the second quarter. And returning to the court for the AIS is Dompkins, Tomlinson, Bishop, Smith and Schott. For the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers, Jordan, Grimer, Glorbitt, Kavanagh and Milner. So it will be the AIS's ball. Here is, well, 10 seconds to go. Not too often we see both teams out and ready to go and play.
No, they're really anxious to get on with it.
They are indeed. And, well, we wait for the clock to count down and we'll be underway in just a few moments here. At the AIS Training Hall, it's the AIS trailing the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers 27-14 as the ball goes straight into Bishop. Her shot doesn't fall. It's tapped away by Grimer from Mel Smith and the ball's over the baseline. It will be put in again by Smith. It goes long to Schott. Milner in front of her. Goes back into Smith, who's in the paint. Oh, Smith just turns into Kavanagh. Goes outside to Bishop, then back to Tomlinson, out to Duncan. This time, Schott's the three. Schott, 3 points.
Beautiful movement of the ball then. The AIS really moved it around till they had Rebecca three. It's lovely.
Kylie Jordan now setting up on the right, left side. Goes to Kavanagh on the right. Grimer inside. Shoots over the top. Comes off the back of the iron, tapped away. Oh, great work by Rebecca Schott there to keep it in play. Gives it to Tomlinson. Tomlinson will go back. Smith left side, Dompkins right, sets herself for three. Dompkinson just couldn't, couldn't get it to drop.
No, it was actually way, way long.
Yeah, Kavanagh now for three at the other end. Kavanagh all net, 30 plays 16 with 9 minutes left to go on the clock. That's the other end. The AIS start to play around over the top. The lob. Kavanagh slaps it away from Bishop. Milner's off to the races now. Milner pulls up the paint. Bounce pass over to Glorbitt. Smith does well. Oh, in the end, Smith will be called for the foul. Second personal foul on Mel Smith as Katie Ray Ezri comes back into the game for Rebecca Schatz.
Yes, the AIS have just got to cut down on their errors. Now, that was no need to pass that pass in, and could have just worked it around the outside and wait till it opens and then pass it in. But they're just trying to force things, getting a bit anxious. Probably just need to be a little bit more composed there.
Globitz makes the two. 32 plays 16 with 8.43 as Ezri now brings it down left side over the top to Smith. Oh, bounces on the island. Tomlinson almost goes to pull in the rebound. In the end, Kavanagh, long pass to Globitz. And Jordan, 2 points as they move out to 34-16. And the AIS is looking for answers. The pass from Ezri misses. Donkins just went over a shoulder. And another turnover is affected. Zoe Carr in for Holly Grimer. So Zoe Carr returns to the court. I don't think she got to play last year when she came down here to Canberra.
No, she didn't. She didn't get to play a lot when she was here.
Milner, left side, Globitz. Now over the top to Kavanagh. Kavanagh in the paint has drawn the foul from Katie Ray Ezri. Ezri, first personal foul. And the second team foul on the AIS here in the inside the first 2 minutes.
Mm. Yes, again, just the strength of Boleyn. The benefit of having this reasonably easy game so far is that Coach Cheryl Chambers will be able to rotate her girls in. She won't have to put a big burden on Holly Grimer, so they'll be relatively fresh to come in against the Canberra Capitals on Sunday.
Kavanagh, 5 points for the game. As we said, 4 points on the board. I expected it to flip over. In fact, Kavanagh, 2 points for the game. It is Bishop. Oh, her jump shot is over the top. And it is off to the races. Kavanagh now right side. No, she has got 5 points, but 3 points, Larissa Kavanagh.
Yeah, she banked that three. A little bit lucky.
Yep. At half court, three now in a jump ball. And Ezri is going to the turnover affected ball at half court. Kavanagh is inbounding to Milner. Milner working left side, gives it to Jordan, who drives baseline, kicks it off to Kavanagh again. And Kavanagh, her shot gets blocked. Goes back to Globitz though for three. Globitz lofts it up. Kavanagh does the rebounding when it doesn't fall. And then Kavanagh, 7 points, 9 points now for the game. Boleyn 40 lead the AIS 16.
AIS are going to try and make some inroads into this lead now while they've got Holly Grimer off.
Tomlinson, 2 points. Nice turn in the paint that time by...
Yes, that just goes to show you when Holly Grimer's presence out there when on defence, she's also intimidating the girls. With her off the court, Luella Thompson was able to get a nice 2 points then.
Deanne Butler comes back in for Boleyn with Elise Shearing on for Abby Bishop. Inbound ball now, Jordan looking for options, gives it to Globitz. Globitz now just drives down the right-hand lane, puts up a speculator. It doesn't fall, but Butler's good enough to get back onto the rebound. Then goes back to Globitz. Globitz, another three-pointer. 8 points for Globitz tonight. 6:45 left to go. Elise Shearing working right side. Ezri just goes back right side, then kicks it back to Tomlinson. Shearing does the work, baseline cutting hard, gives it to Mel Smith. Oh, they try to dump it off, but a foul has been drawn. Not quite sure who the call's on. Larissa Kavanagh, first personal foul. 43-18, and Kavanagh will, I don't think we'll send anyone to the line there. It's only their first foul of the second quarter. They're Cheryl's Angels, this team. Don't get too many foul calls. Ezri gets the inbound pass from Tomlinson. Mel Smith, right side. They've worked it round. They go crack across. Two shots. Shots. Gets it to the left lane. Shot doesn't fall, but a Shearing goal. Doing good work. But Kavanagh couldn't get back there. Long pass to Globitz. Globitz hands it off to Jordan. Jordan, 4 points for the game. As now we get into a real quick transition game as long passes are the order. Smith goes left side, over two shots. Shots to Tomlinson. Tomlinson's a little hooky, just didn't quite work. Yeah, and Zoe Carr comes up with it.
Yeah, she made an adjustment there. Larissa Kavanagh was there with her hands up, and Luella probably should have just taken it straight up through her arm.
Katie Ray-Esri, second personal foul. Lewis to come back in for the AIS. Davis for Bulleen.
Bulleen are really pushing the ball up the court, really hard running on the AIS girls, and they've really got to get back quickly.
Tomlinson to sit down along with Warbitz.
Yes, they've got a shorter lineup on Bulleen at the moment, but they can really run.
As Butler at the line there just misses the first. 5:50 and it's 45-18 with a shot to come from Butler. Butler misses both, so not a costly foul in the scheme of things as Shearing's pass just, the pass going to Shearing just missed. Kavanagh slaps it away to Schott. Schott, 10 points for the game.
Nice little jump from the foul line.
Butler sets up at the other end as she brings it centre. Almost gets a screen from Kavanagh, but Esri does a good job then. Goes left to Kavanagh. Kavanagh ball on the floor, working back into the paint. Goes to Jordan for three. Her three-pointer doesn't fall, but Kavanagh's good enough to get the rebound. Kavanagh, 11 points for the Knights. And Kavanagh now cutting them up with Grimer off the floor.
Yes, the girls have got to block her off the rebound.
Lewis now to Shearing. Shearing, shot goes up, and Smith comes back. Smith, 2 points.
Strong rebound there to Melissa Smith, and she took it up strong.
Butler gets down two shots, has to pull up there and backs out. Allows us forward, lets the offense to set. Going left side to Jordan. Jordan now, Davis, Jordan in and out quickly again. Then Kavanagh right side, goes to Butler left. Butler now bounce pass across to Jordan. Jordan, another 2 points.
Beautiful bounce pass then across the baseline by Deanne Butler. Beautiful.
Esri now goes right side to Schott at the half. Schott brings it to point, then goes right again to Smith. Smith for three off the iron, but Shearing has got the rebound. Shearing goes herself, tries to bank it in off the glass, and then will get called for the foul.
I thought she was a little bit unlucky then, Elise. I thought she got fouled as she took that shot.
Elise Shearing's first personal foul, and that is the fifth for the... I didn't see the timeout call there. Timeout called AIS. Like to remind you that the official game ball of the Price Attack at WNBL is Moulton. Interfuse is the official technology partner to the Price Attack WNBL. You can check out all the latest news from the Price Attack WNBL at wnbl.com.au. And, Jeff... Unfortunately, this for the AIS, this bullying team's been together for quite some time now. They've got to know how each other play, and they're showing that sort of cohesion no matter who they run through the court.
Yes, last year Holly Grimer was new to the team, and she had to say she did take a little bit of time to settle down. A lot of people were expecting big things of Holly last year, and they came to fruition towards the end of the season. The beginning of the season, she was struggling. This year, she's just fitting in beautifully. She looks in great condition. She's playing very well for the team, as are all of them. I have a lot of respect for Cheryl Chambers as a coach. I think she's a great coach. She does a great deal of work with these girls, considering that most of the coaches in the WNBL are part-time. Cheryl has a job. She's also got two young boys and has manages to find time to still coach a WNBL team.
And Kavanagh at the line for the foul that time. She picks up her 12th point of the game, taking out to 50-22 with the shot to come. Kavanagh, 13 points for the night. As Smith goes long to Shearing. Shearing's pass just missed. And
that was an over and back call on Deanne Smith. She caught it in Pauline's front court and took it over in the back court just with momentum. So it's AIS ball from the side.
See, the call seemed late because she was already at the key.
Yes.
All right, Domkins now setting up the play, going around the arc to eventually Smith. Left side is Lewis, push inside to Domkins. Kane off the foot of Domkins, and Davis will inbound the ball for Bulleen as Butler runs the floor down the right wing, keeps Esri close. Now it's Domkins watching Davis over the top to Hibbert. Goes to Kavanagh. Kavanagh's little hook shot just doesn't quite fall. And Domkins will come up with the rebound. Goes off to Smith. Smith, she could have gone long to perhaps Lewis was the call. Davis at the other end. Davis, 2 points. 4 for the game.
Yes, Melissa Smith, her second year player, she just really needs to watch her passes. She still has a bad habit sometimes of trying to force a pass that's not there.
Lewis now around the arc to Domkins. Domkins, oh, tried to get the pass up over the top, back to Lewis, but Hibbert was in the way. Bounce pass off to Butler. Butler's layup doesn't drop, but the rebound just falls fortuitously over towards Fulling. Joey Carr gets it now, right side to Kavanagh. Kavanagh goes left side to Hibbert. Hibbert puts up the three-point shot, rattles out, but Davis will get it again. They'll get another use of it as Hibbert, oh, she put up a shot. It'll think Lewis will be called for the foul here. Lewis, first personal foul as Bishop and Grimer return to the floor for Smith and Kavanagh.
Yeah, Molly just gave her a little push with her arm as she was just going in there. She just like lost sight of it when Hibbert shot the first shot. She took her eye off and she should have been blocking her out and not letting that progress to the basket.
Hibbert makes the first and the second. Hibbert, 11 points for the game. As 55-22 now with 2:53. Bishop was getting caught, but the long transition goes to Molly Lewis. Lewis, 2 points. Hibbert at the other end, just pull up 18-foot jumper, too easy.
Yes, that's the experience of her when you've got a 28-year-old girl out there, a woman out there, playing against 15, 16-year-old girls. She's a lovely player, Katrina.
Hibbert, 13 points for the game. As Shearing now gives it to Domkins. Keel goes right side, back across to Lewis. Lewis, 3 points!
A big three from Lewis, lovely shot. She can shoot the ball. Lewis, she's just, I think sometimes the pace is a little bit too much for her. She's got to adjust to the pace of the WNBL.
Grimer, 15 points for the number 15. And just a nice little pull-up jumper back down there at the low post left side. No pressure that time. As it goes, Lewis, Domkins round the arc. Ezri then to Shearer, who just jumps past Carr but couldn't get the ball to drop. The rebound's tapped away into the hands of Hibbert, who goes, runs the floor, gets up to Ezri, then turn around, backs it out to Butler for three. Butler, 3 points. And Butler just shows you how easy it is.
Yeah, some of these girls have never played against these girls before. They're not really quite aware of what they can and cannot do. Got to be aware that Dion can shoot the rock.
Lewis now around the arc to Domkins and Ezri. Ezri now over the top to Shearing. Shearing left, then right, back to Ezri. Ezri all in the paint. Ezri! 3 points for the game.
Sweet little move there by Katie Ray.
Yeah, nice little foot movement with the turnaround jumper in the paint as Grimer, the pass was tapped away. Grimer, 17 points.
Onto the court and instantly into the action.
Yes. Bishop got a piece of that ball, but Holly was still able to pull it in and then have a nice little shot at the iron. Oh, Dumpkins almost travelled there. Had to give it to Shearer in the end. Shearing. Then goes to Ezri. Lewis over the top for three. Rattles out. Shearing does the rebounding. She puts it back up. Doesn't quite fall, but gets her own rebound. Taps it into the hands of Zoe Carr. Zoe Carr's off to the races. Bounce. Look away. Bounce past the Holly Grimer. Doesn't fall. Bishop will come up with it. 30 seconds left to go in the half as Domkins holds up at half. Then goes long to Lewis. The pass is too hot for her. And Haley Munro in for Ezri, Glorbertson Milner in for Carr and Butler.
Gee, you'd like to see Elise Shearing get some rewards for all the effort she puts in, doesn't she? She's up there rebounding, putting it back up again. Shots just not dropping at this stage for her, but gee, she's working hard.
Making the most of her opportunities as Milner brings it down the floor, pulls up in front of Shearing. Glorbitz will get it off in front of Munro, then goes baseline to Hibbert, and Lewis has been called for the foul there, just reaching in.
Yeah, just hanging on to her.
Lewis, second personal foul. And, 11-5, Lewis, because AIS are in the bonus.
Yes, 5,000 to just one this quarter.
So AIS have got Fulling in the bonus. I'm not sure, I'm never quite sure how to say that, but Hibbert makes the first.
Yes, AIS are in the bonus, meaning every time that they foul now, no matter where it is on the court, Fulling will get 2 shots.
Hibbert, 15 points for the game. As Domkins, with 2 seconds left, the layup. Michaela Domkins, 5 points for the game. At halftime, Boleyn lead the AIS 66-29. Second half here, about to go, but well, Dale, when we look at the stats at half time, 66-13, the major stat isn't looking good for the AIS, but some good signs. Rebecca Sharp, leading point scorer at the half, and well, she's really stepped up in this game and contributed.
Yeah, she's had five, she's taken eight shots, made five for 10 points. She's had three rebounds for the game. And she hasn't had one turnover, which is a nice stat. You don't want high turnovers.
Because I can imagine the team's turnovers at the moment would be...
Yes, very too high. 15 as against 4, which is actually remarkably low. Having said that, I suppose the AIS really haven't put a lot of pressure on Boleyn to make turnovers, but 4 is remarkably low for such a quick game too. For them, top scorer is Holly Grimer with 17, and she's shot again, 80%. She's taken 10 shots, made 8 of them. All of them being fairly close to the basket and reasonably easy shots for Holly. Marissa Kavanagh has got 13 points, 4 from 7 shooting, and she's got 7 rebounds, which is a nice stat there to have at half time. The rest are just you know, girls scoring from 6 to 2 points. But it's AIS have only taken 6 less shots than Boleyn, but they've shot a lot better percentage. They've shot 25 from 46 and we've shot 14 from 40. So I guess that tells you, in a nutshell, just the pressure that Boleyn are putting on the girls, plus the AIS, just the inexperience there. A lot of times they're making the shots more difficult. They're either rushing them or they're falling away doing a fadeaway when they can just need to go up strong. But that's all experience, and that's what it's all about, having this AIS team at this standard playing in the WNBL against very experienced women, very good players, and it's just great experience for our girls, so that when they do come out there and play against girls their own age at national championships, or at when they go away and represent Australia at under 20 level, they're used to actually playing against women. So the physicality of the Russians and these blokes, that doesn't bother our girls by the time they get to that level.
Well, one thing we haven't mentioned in the game so far, of course, is out on the floor is last year's MVP, Katrina Hibbert, and having a great game with 15 points already on the board out of the 66-4, the Boleyn Melton Boomers. But it does show that in a team that last year was so consistent and even across the board, they were able to pick out a couple of individual stars, because most people thought that, you know, the Kavanaghs, Grimers, Butlers would all be taking votes from
away.
Katrina Hibbert, but she was still able to shine in a team that had performed remarkably well all season.
I remember the AIS girls playing against her last year, and she was clearly the MVP on that night. She just played a beautiful game. As I said, early in the season too, Holly did struggle to fit into this team, and her first year out of the AIS, all the different things that go with doing that, with living on your own, having to cook and look after yourself, it's a big adjustment for the girls after coming out of the AIS environment. And Holly did struggle early in the year, and Katrina Hibbert was outstanding last year for Boleyn. Having said that, Holly is settled in beautifully, had a lovely end of the season last year, and has started off this season looking in really great form.
And one is the official supplier of footwear to the AIS basketball program. And the Price Attack WNBL would like to thank the following sponsors for their support throughout season 2005-06. Price Attack, ABC, Coast to Coast, Interfuse, Combat, Molten, Thermoskin and Virgin Blue. Half time about to end with the AIS heading back onto the court. It's Schatz, Esri, Smith, Bishop and Domkins for the Boleyn Melbourne Boomers. Grimer, Kavanagh, Davis, Hibbert and Butler. So as it will be AIS ball here to restart the second half, and well, Ray Tomlinson last week had a lot to talk about not having a jump ball except for the start. What do you think?
The whole purpose of it was to actually make the game a little bit quicker. It has certainly taken an element out of the game, but I don't think it has a big influence.
Kavanagh, second personal foul.
A lot of people feel that it stops the defensive player getting a reward for tying up the ball.
Shots, so it tries to put up the little hook shot, left-handed hook shot. It was slapped away by Hibbert, and it will be bullying to bring it down now. Kavanagh working on the right side. Smith in front of her, dumps in, eventually going in. Grimer, 19 point.
Lovely screen then. She just came straight off that screen. Our girl got caught up in it, and she had an uncontested layup there.
Esri now puts it over the top to Domkins. Domkins then right side, two shots over the top. Smith tries to go to Bishop, and it's over the baseline, tapped over by Kavanagh, so it will still be an AIS ball with 9 seconds left on the shot clock. 9:21 in the third term to go. Esri gets it from Domkins, and the pass over the top was looking for Bishop, but it's intercepted by Kavanagh. Hibbert will bring it down the floor, dumps over left side. Butler has an eternity, and unfortunately can't get it to rattle in, but Grimer's good enough to do the rebounding. Goes over right side to Hibbert. Back left to Butler. Butler was calling the reverse, but Hibbert decided to hold onto it. Gives it to Kavanagh, then gets it back for three.
Very well executed offense there by Bulleen. Hibbert. Exactly what they wanted to do, and got the beautiful shot by Hibbert.
3 points for the game for Hibbert, goes to 18. 3-point shot goes to 18, I should say. Turnaround jump shot by Smith. Smith, 4 points for the game. And, this team, just when they do set through their offense, they look a lot more confident when they try to run and gun than when they try to run and gun. Again, inside, outside, Bulleen doing it very well, but this time old Butler looked like she might have bounced that over the baseline that time, as outlet pass to Grimer. Eventually, Kavanagh puts it in, 15 points for the game. A great second and third effort by Larissa Kavanagh then.
Yes, yes, forced them into what wasn't probably a great shot in the first place, but they easily got the rebound and put it back up. The jump ball situation here.
And it will be Bulleen.
Bulleen's possession.
So this time the defender does get rewarded, but it is a lucky dip. And you almost have to think, well, if the arrow's not my way, is it worth contesting that hard?
Yes, the reward you get is the next time it's going to be yours.
Butler then drives down the right lane, then Stewart outlets to Kavanagh over the top to Hibbert. Hibbert, 20 points for the game. Leading scorer on court now with 7:41 left to go in the quarter. Bounce pass on the baseline. Shot. Bishop, 2 points, 6 for the game.
Nice bounce pass there to Abby, and Abby could just do an easy layup.
Bishop is still a young girl, but she's got great size on her, and she looks like she's going to be the equal in strength-wise to even Holly Grimer, who she just out-rebounded on that occasion in defence. Goes down to Smith, over to Bishop, up the top. Shot! Yes. 2 points!
Yes, Abby's only 16, and a good move for such a big girl. She really, and she's got what I like about her, she's a good competitor too.
It looks a lot like Holly when she was here.
Yes, I'd actually say she moves better at the same age than Holly did.
Well, Holly's got the ball now, over the top to Kavanagh. Kavanagh's shot is not good, but fouled in the act of shooting. Melissa Smith, third personal foul, as Lewis and Munro come in for shots and Domkins. Of course, Hayley Munro on a limited time program here.
Yes, Hayley's had a foot injury, and it's limiting on how many minutes we can give her in the game. And that's including warm-up. So when you take the warm-up out of it, which they usually warm up for about 20 minutes, she is limited to the court time that we keep it. She's improving each week.
Kavanagh, 16 points for the game as she makes one of the two free throws.
She's had actually a cortisone injection in her Achilles this week.
Smith goes for three, rattles around but doesn't fall. Davis does the rebounding. Davis off to Grimer. Grimer, just doesn't get it to come in off the backboard. And it will be a turnover with Lewis doing the rebounding. Munro, Davis tries to cut in on Munro, then kicks it off to Smith. Smith, rejected that time by Grimer. Herrick in for Smith. Inbound ball from the baseline. Lewis goes straight into Esri. Esri's shot just not quite there. Tried to bang it in off the glass. Butler does the rebound, and Butler carries it all the way. Oh, gives it back to Davis. Doesn't get a handle on it. Kavanagh puts up the three. Reimer, 21 points for the game. 6 minutes left to go in the third term, and it's still one-way traffic here as Bulleen 78 lead the AIS 37.
If Katie Ray, a lot of her shots actually fall short. I've noticed that in the first time she's been shooting. I'm not quite sure whether the pace of the game is a little bit quicker than what she's used to, so she's rushing her shot.
Bishop, a big shot. 8 points for the game.
Yeah, Abby Bishop had a nice little baseline jump shot there.
Butler now working forward, back. Gives it to Grimer on the left side. Bounce pass across to Kavanagh. Kavanagh this time over the top to Grimer. Grimer turnaround jump shot in the paint. Doesn't fall. Munro and Kavanagh wrestle for it. Grimer, 23 points for the game.
Yeah, Kavanagh just too strong for Hayley Munro there and was able to get that ball. Actually thought it was a nice battle between Abby Bishop and Holly Grimer there posting up.
Lewis's turnaround jump shot just hit the side of the backboard that time, and it's Bulleen getting the turnover once again. 80 points to 39, 5 minutes left to go in the third term. Davis sets up. Davis goes across to Hibbert in the paint, out to Grimer for three. Inside, outside, Grimer's shot was well over the top. I don't remember Holly hitting a lot of threes.
No, I don't think it's exactly her range, although having said that, when she was at the Institute, she actually had a nice jump shot from the top of the key.
She long pass on Esri, just cannot get the drop to go. And wholesale changes here, shots, Smith and Domkins in for Munro, Esri and Bishop. Glorbitz and Milner in for Bulleen. I didn't see who they came in for though, but we'll pick it up. Well, Butler and Kavanagh, by the looks. No, Kavanagh's still there. His shots work hard in the paint. Oh, Hibbert just rejects the shot. Shots tries to go out. Glorbitz and Smith wrestling on the ground, and it will be an AIS ball this time as, Milner locks it up under the legs of Smith. AIS ball from the baseline. Smith cuts into the paint. Smith, 6 points for the game.
Nice strike to the basket then by Melissa Smith. Under pressure with Grimer too, so it was nicely executed.
Smith has fallen into perhaps the Summerton trap of getting early fouls. Glorbitz in the paint. Glorbitz, 10 points for the night.
Yes, she's often mismatched having to guard the taller girls, so she tries to be physical with them, but she's not quite as tall as they are and gets called for a few fouls.
Domkins now gets the screen from Smith, doesn't use it. Glorbitz was in her face that time. Now it's shots off to Domkins, back to shots. Shots works into the paint, shoots over the top of Glorbitz, doesn't fall, hard off the backboard. And Kavanagh does the rebounding, hands it straight off to Glorbitz. Glorbitz sees her way to the iron. Glorbitz, 12 points for the night, 84 plays 41.
Yeah, Desi ran the full length of the court then and laid it up. It should have cut her off and not let her have that drive to the basket. It's too easy.
3 minutes, 20 seconds left to go in the quarter. AO still fighting hard. Herrick gets it in her hands. Lewis then goes shots. Shots goes inside to Smith. It gets tapped away. Kavanagh gets it, gives it on to Milner. Milner hands it off to Grimer. And Lewis has been called for another foul, her third personal. Lewis, third personal foul. And Shearing into the game for Herrick. Herrick, Rachel just hasn't quite got with the pace of the game, has she?
No, she's one of those girls that actually was a late comer to basketball. She didn't start playing until a couple of years ago, and because of her height, she's a nice tall girl. She works hard out there on the basketball court, but you're right, I think this level is a lot of adjusting for Rachel to do. She did play last year in the league, so it shouldn't be such a surprise to her, but I'd say that some of the girls, the bigger girls I've saw in the WM this year are very mobile, and she's just struggling with that.
Holly made two from the free throw line, then it was AIS's turn, they just couldn't get it done, so Bulleen are back at the other end, and Bulleen are now working their way back up through into this, the turnover, 86 plays 41.
And Michaela Dobson's just put in a victory three-pointer for the AIS, taking the score up to 43-86.
So, Dobson's now. Oh, ball in at her feet as well.
Yes, jump ball. Oh no, they've caught a foul here. Actually caught a foul on Michaela Dobkins.
Dobkins, well. Jordan in for Kavanagh, as Ezra in for Lewis. Gorbitz will inbound the ball from the baseline. Hibbert, long three-pointer. Hibbert, three more points, 23 for the game.
She made that look easy.
Did indeed. As Shearing now goes to Smith. Smith goes left side to Ezri. Ezri.
Move up the ball.
Ezri gives it to Dobkins. Dobkins then right side to Smith. Back to Tomlinson. Tomlinson puts the ball in the paint on the elbow left side. Her pass across to Smith is tapped away from Hibbert. 3 seconds left on the shot clock as it will be in from the side by Mel Smith. Goes straight in. Tomlinson, turnaround jump shot, air ball,
yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes, the time was running out. They only have 24 possessions, 24 seconds to shoot the ball, and by the time Luella got it, she actually had to turn around and shoot it straight away.
89 plays 43, a minute 39 left to go in the third term. Glorbit is working hard. Dobkins just couldn't keep her with Grimer setting the screen. She outlets now as she goes in the key, gives it to Jordan. Jordan back to Glorbit. Glorbit outlets to Milner. Milner puts up the three-point shot, doesn't fall, but resets and gets the rebound. Hibbert now, right side, goes to Jordan. Bounce pass, looking in for Gordon, but Ezri now goes, reads it well. Cuts in, drives down the floor, pulls up in the paint, pulls up at the other end. Could have gone for a shot perhaps, but instead tried to cross to Michaela Dobkins, and Glorbit got in the way. Glorbit brings it back as it goes into Milner, out to Jordan. Jordan, three-point shot, doesn't fall. Hibbert picks it up on the baseline, but Hibbert has stepped off.
No, a foul there to Elise Shearing.
Second personal foul.
That was just all experience. She got the ball on the baseline, saw that she was slightly out of position in the defence, and just took it hard to the basket and drew the foul.
Zoe Carr in for Katrina Hibbert, and Zoe Carr gets on the board.
Yeah, instantly impacts straight off the bench and hits a three. Got to put more pressure on the girl than that.
Zoe Carr, 3 points. As Smith now goes back to Shearing. Shearing cross the top. Oh, Ezri tries to keep it in, but Milner read the pass back in. Milner, 2 points for the game.
AIS turnover counts creeping up again.
And Ezri just trying to get into the dribble there, but it came off a knee, or just kneed it forward, and unfortunately...
Another turnover, yes.
Then this turnover count really push high. Jordan to inbound the ball, looking to give it to Milner. Oh, it's really in the back of Milner that time. I think the refs have decided to keep out of this game, and it's been quite good. They've been physical, but it's not been a spiteful game at all.
No, it hasn't. Most teams are playing in good spirit. They're playing hard, but as you said, in good spirit, and that's what you like to see out there.
Zoe Carr working hard on Mel Smith, who got caught in the on the ground, and eventually the travel call is made as Mel was rolling on the ground trying to outlet the ball. Good work from Carr, who just kept over the top, didn't give her an outlet. Glorbit into Grimer. Grimer back to Glorbit. Run baseline, cuts hard, outlet to Grimer. 3-point shot, hits the iron, and we are. Third quarter is at an end. 93, Bulleen Melbourne Boomers lead the AIS 43. And one is the official supplier of footwear to the AIS basketball program. We thank them for their support throughout season 2005-06. The Women's National Basketball League is proudly brought to you by Price Attack. You know value, we know hair. Keep up with all the news from the Price Attack Women's National Basket League at www.wmbl.com.au.
Well, Craig, this is a huge score by Bulleen. 93 points at three-quarter time.
It's really creeped up, hasn't it?
Yes. Want to take some money on what they'll get? What do you think?
I would think Cheryl Chambers would be saying to them, if you're not 110 at the end of the game, then you haven't done your job.
Oh, absolutely. I'd say they're looking at 125 here, the way they're going. Yeah. It's going to be a big score. AIS just haven't been able to find an answer. They've tried a few different defences on the Bulleen team, but It does feel good tonight.
They have been so strong, and well, not for AIS fans and particularly parents to be disheartened. We've seen AIS teams that have come together so new and have dramas like losing all their point guards, or as the case may be, it's Coach Brown would be able to tell Dean Kinsman, you either lose all your guards or all your talls, you never lose one of each.
Yes, it seems to work like that. You just can't seem to take a trick. When Dean came in, he'd only been in here a week, and the player that he was putting a lot of faith in, Rene Camino, who is just an exciting prospect, was over in New Zealand and went out, hit her knee, ACL, gone for the year. So that was a huge blow for him. And then it seems to have been that there's been a couple, one after the other. But that's the way it goes. And with the AIS, we're really not about winning. I mean, we're competitive and we want to win. Everyone likes to win. We don't want to lose. But at the moment, what we're about is teaching them, giving the experience, them learning, producing players, fast-tracking these young juniors. So we just can't be disheartened. We can't just put all the pressure on winning.
Returning to the floor, Smith, Lewis, Tomlinson, Dompkins and Bishop for the AIS. For Bulleen, it's Carr, Grimer, Milner, Jordan, Glorbitz. As well, Jordan, block shot, Tomlinson. Big block that time on Glorbitz. Down the floor at the other end, Smith puts up the shot, and Kylie Jordan has fouled her in the act of shooting.
Yes, Lou Ellis got those long arms, and she gets a few block shots a game.
First personal foul, Kylie Jordan, as Smith will go to the line to shoot two. Smith now, first one rattles round, and the free throw shooting of the AIS has not been so good this year.
No, and we work on it every day, and we shoot on these rings every day, so it should be better than what we are at the moment.
7 points for Melissa Smith tonight. 93 plays 44 with 9:27. Jordan hands it off to Glorbitz. Glorbitz pulls up at the charity stripe that time out, lets in to Milner, left side, goes back to Jordan. Jordan then back to Milner. Milner sets up as he backs away from Lewis. Zoe Carr tries to run the screen. Milner will drive the lane, and I think that's Bishop called for her first personal foul.
Yeah, she just knocked Milner. Milner's only a little girl. She looks amazing when she can actually play at this level, doesn't she? She's a quick little player, though. She's been with this team for quite a few years now, and really gives them a real lift off the bench.
Hits the back of the iron and ricochets out there as she takes her second shot now. 93 plays 44 and makes the second. Milner, 3 points for the night. As Lewis has, I think, Milner, third personal foul. Not sure what the call was there. Bishop was trying to, which is almost, she was getting double teamed by Jordan and Milner that time. Long pass inbound to Smith. Smith pulls up at the left elbow, outlets to Bishop, back to Tomlinson, back inside to Bishop, inside, outside, goes to Duncan, then back to Lewis, top of the key for three, off the back of the iron, Grimer does the rebounding.
Yes, well, I'm playing man-to-man, and there's actually a mismatch out there with Milner guarding Smith, and there's a distinct height advantage for the AI, so you've got to take advantage of that.
Jordan, 8 points for the game as her pull-up jumper from the baseline is good. Dompkins now runs it down the right wing, gives it off to Lewis. Well, Lewis works over the top to Dompkins. Dompkins working the lane and stripped by Grimer, but I think Grimer will be called for the foul. First personal foul on Holly Grimer. 96 plays 45, 8.5 minutes left to go in the game. And, 125?
Yes, actually, looking at Bulleen's defence, they're actually switching a lot. And when the mismatch is there, Milner's only 162 centimetres tall and, you know, way shorter than any of the other AIS girls. They've really got to take advantage of that. And when she's on anyone, they've really got to take her down to the low block and post her up.
Larissa Kavanagh, third personal foul, as Lewis now works right side. Tomlinson has an eternity. Tomlinson 4-3, doesn't fall, stripped four from Bishop by Kavanagh. And, well, I thought that came off Bishop's foot. So luck to fortune there, as the AIS will get it again from the baseline. 23 seconds left. AIS, Smith, bounce pass, slapped away by Kavanagh that time. And it will still be an AIS ball from the baseline. But they're having troubles getting from the side this time. So Dompkins will get a chance to bring it in. Tompkins goes long over to Bishop. Bishop, third round, chop chop. Bishop, 10 points for the game.
Oh, sweet shot there.
Yeah, well, that was the way she opened her account over the top of Lauren Jackson at the AIS Arena in round number one. And, well, showing she's still got that move as this time Kavanagh just outfoxes them, both Bishop and Tomlinson, who manages to get the block up there. Hibbert returns to the floor for Glorbitz and Butler for Jordan.
Yes, these young girls show you every now and then just a glimpse of what the potential is, don't they, Craig? There, if you look at her with a couple more years' experience, I know I'm really excited about Abby Bishop. I think she's going to be a really great player in the future.
As Hayley Munro in for Abby Lewis, Molly Lewis, sorry, and Herrick in for Mel Smith. Got to get the Mollies and get them sorted out. You think after three games you'd be getting better. Munro now goes long to Herrick. Herrick dumps it over the top to Tompkins. Tompkins double team, stripped by Kavanagh. Well, surprised that's not a backcourt violation, but Tompkins almost run down the dribble by Kavanagh. She taps it on to Milner and the turnover is effective. 7:40, 96 plays, 46 as Hibbert goes across Butler. Butler backs away, looking for a quick shot then, but it wasn't there as Herrick closed in on her quickly. Now Butler puts up the three. Butler, 3 points.
Yes, this is what you were talking about earlier. They're taking our point guards off now. We're relying on Tompkins to have to bring the ball up, and with the quicker players of Boleyn, they're putting a lot of pressure on her.
Herrick got the ball over the half and then quickly kicked it onto Tomlinson. Problem being, Tomlinson was still in the back half,
yes.
And that's a violation. Herrick, Hibbert to inbound it now to Milner. Herrick knew what she did wrong as immediately as that ball left her hand.
Yes, a little bit of pressure and we just panicked a little bit instead of just showing some cool heads out there.
Carr goes to Butler, then to Milne for three. Bishop will grab the rebound, gives it to Munro, and Munro now will kick it down the court, left side to Tompkins. Tompkins has to do so much work in this game. This time the pass wasn't hard enough and Carr will get in. Carr, well, she gets fouled by Tomlinson by the looks of it. Tomlinson, second personal foul, and that will be Zoe Carr to the line. Carr already tonight with 2 points.
And a substitution there. They've brought Katie Ray Ebsery on for Luella Tomlinson. So they can relieve. Katie can bring the ball up and let Michaela play in the forward position. Actually, Michaela is off. Yes. So they've switched Michaela off.
Carr makes the first. Second, she knows this court well. Zoe Carr, 4 points for the night. As again, the double team trap tries to go in place. AIS have been a bit slack in the backcourt in the first couple of games of the season, and Boleyn have obviously tried to work on that. Munro tries to go hot over the top to Ezri. Ezri, 2 points, 5 for the game.
Yes, I thought that pass from Hayley Munro might have been picked off, but it actually found the gap and Katie Ray was able to lay it up. A nice pass by Hayley Munro.
Hibbert puts through an air ball. Butler couldn't cut it off on the baseline, and it will be AIS ball from the backcourt. The ton is reached. 101 Boleyn to 48.
Yes, and 6.5 minutes to go.
Well, the other 125 is looking real good here. I thought they might back off. But it is pedal to the metal. They know they have to face the three towers on Sunday.
That's right. They'll probably be glad to get this game over and done. We'd have a reasonably easy game, but play everybody, not flog anyone, and come on out strong for the Capitals game. That's certainly the game they would have been aiming for this weekend.
Milner, fourth personal foul. Zoe Carr sits down. Katie Davis returns to the floor. And Katie Davis, once again, another graduate, as Katie Ray just can't get the drop on the first of the free throws. This time bullying in the bonus. So they're not being angels in the final term. But second one does drop, and every 6 points for the game. Milner now, left side, goes to Davis. Davis asks for Hibbert to come with her, still on that left wing. Kavanagh sets the screen, but Chocks is good enough to get there in time. Hibbert, though, off the ground, gets the pass to Kavanagh. Kavanagh puts up the three-pointer, and Munro will get the pass away. Bishop almost has it cut away by Davis. Goes long down the court. Herrick, 2 points, and will get the bonus and go to the line.
And the AIS bench, we're very excited about that.
Yes. Every score is special at the moment.
Yes, it's nice to see.
Fourth personal foul on Larissa Kavanagh.
Yes, nice to see the girls on the bench getting excited and supporting the girls out there on the court.
Still plenty of noise there as Herrick again, just rattles it off the back of the iron so doesn't get the bonus. 101 plays 51. 51's still a good score for the AIS, but they need to tighten up in D. What can they do here? Davis is on the right wing. She's looking. Jordan cuts, goes to her now on the bounce pass. Oh, Bishop was all over her. If there was rules against mugging in this game, you'd think they would have something like that in the rule book, wouldn't you, Dale?
Yes, I think sometimes you wonder what the referees see that see or don't see that we do.
Jordan goes inbound to Butler now. Butler puts it on the floor, gets into the paint, out that pass to Jordan. Jordan can hit a three, rattles off the iron. It's tapped away that time by Munro, as Munro looks happy because she slaps Hibbert's hand into the ball, and it will be AIS ball from the baseline as Bishop sits down. Smith comes back in. That's the right call there, isn't it? Smith back on for Bishop. Smith has the ball in her hands now, goes to Munro. Munro goes right side to Schatz. Schatz over the top to Smith again. Hibbert, two hands in the back of Smith. Ooh. The layup, though, was a good bounce pass, but Munro just couldn't get it to drop.
Yes, everything went perfect then, except the shot didn't go down.
Oh, Katie Davis again tries to get the three-pointer to roll. Just didn't get the roll in, and it's once again rebounded. Smith at the other end.
Yes.
Smith, 9 points for the night.
Nice assist by Rebecca Schatz.
As Butler brings it back up, Tompkins looks like she's had a break and wants to get back into the game. Hibbert on the right side. Hibbert puts the ball on the floor, gets a good screen from Kavanagh, pulls up at the elbow, but Herrick will be called for the foul. Herrick, first personal foul.
And
Munro sits down for the AIS. Dawkins back in.
Is Hayley just looking like she needed a break then?
Yeah. Hibbert from the free throw line, nothing but net.
They came in today and shot around on these basketball courts, and they look like they own them at the moment.
Yes, they certainly do. Glorbitz in for Hibbert. Glorbitz was subbing in for the shooter. So Hibbert, 25 points for the game. Equal top scorer in the Boleyn lineup with Holly Grimer. Esri now. Esri working hard, cuts away from Butler, gets it down to Schatz on the baseline. Ball doesn't fall. Davis comes up with a rebound. And Davis now just pulls up at the half. Schatz working her hard. Kavanagh then goes left side over to Butler. As Lewis looks to come into the game for the AIS. Butler just setting up the play. Goes right side to Davis. Davis looking to go to Kavanagh inside. Running out of time. Jordan will put up a speculator. No bounce passing to go back to Kavanagh. I really thought it was going to be Jordan for the three.
Yes, she should have shot. I think she didn't realise that the was so close, the 24-second buzzer was about to go. And
Tomlinson Lewis back into the game for the AIS. As Esri now, right wing, goes to Smith, also right side. Back to Esri in the corner, gets out of the corner. Oh, the pass was tapped away to Tomlinson. Tomlinson bounced pass into Smith. Smith, 11 points for the night.
Yes, Mel's having picked up a game, I think, this second half, and is really doing some nice work out there.
Still sitting there with three personal fouls. Carr is in as Dawkins tries to lock up the ball off Zoe Carr.
That's got
okay, Dawkins, second personal foul, a timeout called by the AIS.
I think it's
Virgin Blue is the official airline partner of the Price Attack WNBL and the official supplier of injury prevention products for the Price Attack WNBL is Thermoskin. So, at the timeout, 103-55, the D has got better from the AIS. They have slowed them down a bit, so
yes, they've taken a few of their better players off to rest them for tomorrow's game, not wanting to risk any injuries either. But having said that, the AIS girls are fast-breaking. They're getting a few transition baskets. They're passing the ball well. And some good signs there for the AIS. These are the types of things that they need to do. They need to go back and look at the tape of the game, look at the good things that they do, and try and implement them each week.
Yep.
Obviously easier said than done. But that's what this is. That's what it's all about for these girls, learning each week, just making some gradual improvements. So by the end of the year, there'll be a huge difference between the beginning of the year and the end.
Returning to the court for the AIS, Smith, Domkins, Lewis, Tomlinson and Esri. For Bulleen, it's Butler, Glorbitz, Carr, Davis and Jordan as Glorbitz tries to put up a shot. Bit of an hairball there. Carr couldn't get it in the paint and it'll go back to Esri, who worked hard, gets past Jordan and Carr, then goes long past Lewis into the corner. Domkins, 3 points! 10 points now for the game.
Yes, nice three-pointer by Michaela. She was open. There was no defence near at all.
Davis now setting up, goes back to the top of the key, then right side to Jordan. Jordan pulls up at the right elbow, puts up the two-point shot, but it doesn't fall. Esri comes down with the ball. She works it through, getting double-teamed. Tomlinson, quick hands on to Lewis. Lewis now for Domkins again, rattles off the iron, and Butler will come up with the rebound. Long transition over to Jordan. Jordan puts up the shot. Kylie Jordan, 10 points for the game.
Yes, nice little up and under there by Jordan. Michaela has the ball now. Michaela Dobkins on the wing, passes into Smith. Smith takes the shot and puts it in too.
Smith, 13 points for the night. 105 plays 60. AIS making a respectable score out of this.
Yes,
the
bullying
has stopped.
Yeah, they're not going to get to that 125. I think you were right there. AIS is certainly able to compete when they haven't got their studs on the court.
Well, I'll tell you what, Glorbitz, rejected! Tomlinson!
Those long arms again, out they go and block that clean.
Bishop and Shearing back into the game for Tomlinson and Smith. So, reject the shot and gets that down.
Yeah, I know. What a reward, eh? We have to talk to Dean about that.
Glorbitz takes a while to get it back in. Davis, real receive, goes back to Glorbitz on the right wing. Glorbitz now trying to get past Lewis. No. Shot.
Oh,
such a shot counts.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yes, I thought that was behind, after the shot clock.
And, Lewis now works around to Esri. Esri goes inside to the paint. Bishop, 12 points. 107 plays 62 as Bulleen try to pick up the tempo now with a minute 33 left to go. Glorbitz on the right side brings it back around to the top of the key. Lewis in front of her goes left side to Jordan. Inside, Carr has the ball tapped away by Bishop as Hayley Munro returns to the floor for Michaela Dobkins. 107 plays 62 with a minute 24. Bulleen to bring the ball in from the side. Glorbitz over the top. Bishop rejects the pass away. Glorbitz gets it back, gives it back to Carr. Zoe Carr, 6 points for the game. Has Esri now. We'll bring it to the half court. Lewis going over the top to Munro. Munro has the shot blocked by Davis, but Davis, her first personal foul, as she was just reaching over the top that time as the shot went up, and it will send Munro to the floor. So Munro at the line, her first shot, all net, and all the AIS players on the scoreboard now. Oh no, I make an apology, at least Shearing hasn't had a score. Munro makes the first. Oh, Shearing is stripped. And so Munro gets the point. Shearing is fouled on the rebound. Second personal foul for Deanne Butler. And it will send Shearing to the line. So this will be the chance to have all the AIS players scoring. Just a bit tight on the first. The shot a bit flat. Jonah here from the commentary box. Second shot rattles out as well. race down. It was Hayley Munro chasing after the ball, but Butler puts it over the baseline. So the AIS will get another possession. Minute 12 left. 109 plays 63. Munro looking for options. Goes long. Bishop has Ezra cutting to the right side. And then in the corner is Lewis. Lewis gets goes 18-foot jump shot. Doesn't fall. Munro's back there. She gets mugged as she puts up the shot. She gets her own rebound again. That time just reaches out of her reach. Jordan slaps it back into play from a jumping move, almost falling out of court. Gets it to Carr. Carr brings it down. Now goes to Jordan, back to Butler, who'll set up the play inside the last minute. 109 plays, 63. Butler bounce pass to Jordan. Jordan cuts baseline, then gives it back to Carr. Carr's shot over the top. Zoe Carr, 8 points for the game. Great shot by Zoe Carr over the top of two AIS players to get that one to drop. As Munro now tries to work out the time. In the paint is Bishop. Bishop, 14 points for the game. As it works down, Butler now, Glorbis, it's run and gun. After Jordan, look away past the car, back to Jordan now, to Butler, as they run down. 13 seconds on the shot clock, 15 on the game clock. Butler tries to set up. Ezri works to her, gets the screen from Carr. Shearing rolls off, so that means Butler has to go to Jordan. Tap back in. Zoe Carr, 10 points. As the long pass, Shearing rattles out of her hands into Butler's hands. The Boyne Melbourne Boomers have defeated the AIS 113-65. So, thanks, England. It was a blowout at half time, but they rallied back to put a bit of respectability into the scoreline, and just goes to show that every team that the AIS is coming up against is really looking to try every move that they've got in their playbook.
Yeah, well, they're certainly coming after us. So I think they want to play their game, so it gives them a bit of confidence to get up and down the floor. And again, in the first half, you know, we weren't quite ready to play, and they really towered us up. They're a great group. They've got good quality people in their team. They shoot the ball well, and they use each other well. And we took a leap out of that at half time, and really what we wanted to achieve in the second half was to play for each other and get open for each other. And I think we made some inroads and probably set ourselves a bit of a tone for future weeks, so hopefully we can, and we've been saying that now for 4 or 5 weeks, that we can move on from here and keep things rolling.
It was, you really became physical in that second half. You really tried to log it up and stop them from being able to execute what were easy in and outs.
Yeah, like they just had way too much control in the first half. They had too much time, too much space, moving the ball at will. We were really in no man's land in defence. We weren't really defending the ball or the cutter or the block out, and we made a conscious effort in the second half to become more aggressive and more physical with that. And I think we, you know, that was much better for us, and it resulted in us getting a bit more possession. And offensively, it created into a few running scores and a few more open plays for us.
A week off now before you get to meet, well, another one of those teams, Adelaide, finalists last year.
Yeah, very much like a team like tonight. You know, they get up and down the floor and they shoot the ball well, and I know their group very well. I've coached a lot of them over there previously, but yeah, the week will probably do us a world of good to sort of shape ourselves up, and we're a young team, as everybody knows, but we need that education process, and we hope to learn more and more out of the league each week we play, and 2 weeks' time is another challenge for us, and the big challenge is to get it done right from the word go.
Abby Bishop again had another good night, 14 points for the game, and Rebecca Schott 12 points for the game, and has really started to lift to the WNBL level.
Yeah, certainly. I think Rebecca was really good for us in the first half when we were struggling, and she was probably the only real key offensive focal point that we had. And Abby, I set her a bit of a challenge before the game, and I really think she played really well. You know, she got after the boards, she was effective at the scoring end, and she was very pleasing to come out of the game as another player who's taken another little bit of a step forward too.
All the best, have a good break, and all the best for Adelaide in a couple of weeks' time.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Cheryl Chambers, a dominating performance, 113-65, and Dale Barnes in commentary with us thought you should have got 125, so are you disappointed with that effort?
Oh, look, I don't think you can ever be disappointed with that sort of thing. I mean, it is difficult, you know, it's got a bit ugly there for a while, you're right, you probably could have gone a bit further ahead, but, you know, the Institute, you know, to their credit, they came and tried to make it physical in the last quarter, and I guess that's what slowed us down.
You got to run through a lot of sets and were able to really give the whole bench a run too, which means you'll be looking good up against Canberra on Sunday.
Yeah, it's good to give a few more people some opportunities. As you know, we've had two overtime wins in the first two rounds of the season. So in those sort of tight games, you don't always get to play everyone. And so it's good to reward those players who come every week and train. And I thought everyone that came out tonight contributed and gave something.
Well, all the best. Have a nice break enjoying the nation's capital before you take on the triple towers, as they call them.
Yes, we will. We're going to do a little bit of sightseeing tomorrow and see Canberra. And look forward to Sunday.
Rebecca Schultz, 14 points for the game, and Bulleen are quite a good unit with a lot of girls that know this court very well.
Yeah, it's definitely a very experienced team, just up and down, got guards, good bigs, and we try to match them, but it didn't happen, but in the end we played better than we did at the start, yeah.
It has been tough for you this season with no guards in the team and everyone trying to rotate through the numbers.
Yeah, it's been pretty tough with our injuries, but Katie's done a pretty good job coming in, 2 weeks new, done a good job in the guard position, and Michaela backing her up, has just got to work on that.
And you enjoying your time here at the AIS program?
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to WNBL and I'm still looking forward to the rest of the season.
And what about life living on campus and getting used to that side of things?
Yeah, I'm used to that now and enjoy it every day. Yep.
And studying here in Canberra now?
Yep, nearly finished year 12, I can't wait for that. And uni next year.
And you've already sort of picked out a few things you want to go through and study now?
Yeah, probably a general degree in science.
All in all, a bit of a break before your next game, which won't be too bad a thing.
No, it won't be. Get to go out on the weekend to the beach, I mean. Yeah, get a bit of sun.
Get
out of Canberra, yeah. It'll be good.
Well, all the best for that, and of course, we wish all the best for the rest of the season.
Thanks.
Well, Holly Grammer, a great game tonight, 25 points, leading top scorer in the team, and you enjoy coming back to the AIS.
Yeah, I definitely love coming back. It brings back a lot of memories whenever we come back, so it's always great to have a good game when you come back to, you know, where you first started.
And, this Bulleen team's really gelling together quite comfortably now, and everyone's really looks like they're enjoying the ball.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and this is our third year, and we've pretty much kept exactly the same group, you know, so we're looking to really improve this season. We've had, you know, so long together that we really want to gel and make this our year.
Well, all the best going up against an old foe of yours, Lauren Jackson, on Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. That'll be a great game against Canberra. We're really looking forward to it. I mean, it's going to be tough because they're a pretty tall side and we're probably one of the shorter sides in the league. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge, but we're really looking forward to it.
All the best.
No worries.
Don't forget you can catch Bulleen on Sunday when they play the Canberra Transact Capitals at the AIS Arena.